This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Eve Goldberg, the founder of the nonprofit Big Vision that is designed to help sustain the recovery from addiction in young adult ages. And Eve, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Really looking forward to hearing from you and all about Big Vision. So with that being said, tell us about your nonprofit Big Vision and what is it exactly?
Sure. So Big Vision is an organization that I founded 7 years ago, actually 6 years ago, after my 23-year-old son Isaac passed away from an accidental drug overdose. So one of the things, Isaac struggled with many things. He struggled with drugs and alcohol and for many years. And one of the things that was really difficult for him was once he came out of treatment, he kind of didn't know how to go about living his life again. So many people think that you go to treatment 30 days, 28 days, 90 days, whatever it is. Most people out there think you're good. You're kind of cured in a way that, you know, you go to treatment and then you go back to living your life as before. And I found that that is not true at all. Treatment is necessary, but it's not everything. So when he passed away, I committed to do something to make meaning out of his life, to make meaning out of his passing. And I just felt there were so many things that I could have done, but this was the one thing that kind of spoke to me that nobody was doing anything about. So there's really, you know, not much for people, like not many communities that people can join once they come out of treatment to help them sustain their recovery, to help them get back to living so-called normal lives filled with passions and doing fun things like they did before, just without substances. So that was what, you know, drove me to start this. And so what we do is, obviously, this past year has been a lot more challenging, I should say. But we do now virtual activities. But before, it was all different types of activities where we would have, you know, young adults age 18 to 35 come, and we would do go-karting and rock climbing and trapeze school and knitting classes and yoga and meditation. So we pivoted and started doing everything virtual, which is what we've been doing this past year, and just helping create a toolbox for people who are struggling with their addiction, for people who want to maintain their sobriety. Just helping them sustain their recovery is really what we're all about.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you're already doing in the space and for those details and highlights there to get things underway. Now, you mentioned earlier why you started it and when you started it about 6 years ago, and certainly understand the inspiration and the motivation behind it all as well. I mean, really, such an impactful and a sad, sad situation. How did you actually start it? Let's get into some of the details on how you actually got this nonprofit started.
Right. So I come from a for-profit business world. I've been in a family business our business has been around for around 70 years. So, but I've been working there, you know, full time for many years. And when Isaac passed away, even before he passed away, because he was in a coma for about 6 weeks, and I tried to go back to work and I tried to, you know, do what I was doing before, it was really hard for me to get motivated to sell this product. We sell diamonds, and it's a very high-end product. And at the time, it was really difficult for me to find any meaning in that. As much as it was, you know, a fantastic business, I just couldn't find meaning. And so I woke up one day and I just said, I have my big idea. And I said to my husband, I have my big idea. And he looked at me and he said, you don't need a big idea. You run a business. You don't need something. What are you talking about? And I said, no, I know what I want to do with Isaac's name. And so I knew nothing about the nonprofit world. I knew very little about the recovery space, except what I knew from, you know, my experience with Isaac. So I just started reaching out to people that in the recovery space. Like I was introduced to some people. Isaac had been in sober living and in the treatment. So I reached out to those people first, from Karen and from Hazelden, you know, big names like that, and told them what I wanted to do. And everybody encouraged me and said, you know something, it's very needed. Nobody is doing that. So I was like, okay, let me give it a try. So a friend of mine owns these go-karting places and called RPM Raceway. And I reached out to her and I said, I want to do an event. I want to do a sober event. I want to invite a bunch of young adults. And she was like, okay, come on down. And she didn't charge me. We rented a bus and I went to all these different sober living facilities and treatment centers and told them what we were doing. We had about 40 people show up. We went, we had, you know, we told them about what we were doing. We had this fantastic event. All these people were young and sober, didn't know each other, and started to make connections. And we started forming a community. And I was like, this is it. I got it. You know, it works. I had no idea that it was going to work. I didn't know if anybody was going to show up. What do I know about this, you know? And the more I talked to people, the more they said, this is needed. This is, you know, essential. And so many people who were in recovery, who've been sober for many years, said to me, I wish this existed when I was coming out of treatment. It would have helped me so much, because so many people just isolate and they can't go back to their old friends right away. They can't go back to their old lives. So they do nothing. They sit home and it just, isolation is a killer. So that was kind of how I started it. And then after that, I called a meeting of everybody in my life who said to me, if you ever do something, Eve, I'll be there for you. And I kept a list. When I was sitting Shiva, when Isaac passed away, I kept a list of all the people who said, I'll be there for you if you need me. And I reached out to every one of them, had a meeting, and started Big Vision. And that was how it started. It was just simple as that. And the name, a friend of mine came up with the name. Isaac's initials were IGV. So that's how we got the Big Vision. We were looking for something with his initials. And that's pretty much 6 years ago. And we've been doing, we probably do, I don't even know, a couple of events a month, 50 events a year or something. And the community's been growing. It's been really gratifying.
Well, I tell you what, I really can appreciate fitting in your son's initials within the name of Big Vision. That was quite creative and a great touch. That is absolutely sweet. I like it a lot. Now, you mentioned earlier during the pandemic, and obviously during these times, do you see that addiction and death due to overdose is on the rise because of the pandemic?
Oh my God, it's 100%. And we're not even... We don't even know the extent of it. I mean, I know just from our small world how many people have relapsed. You know, people reach out to us, and thankfully they feel comfortable and safe reaching out to us once when they've relapsed and say, you know, I couldn't come to any events because, you know, we say you have to have at least 48 hours of sobriety. They're like, I couldn't come back, but, you know, I'm back on a good track now. Is it okay if I come back, you know, to your events, even our virtual events? And I mean, I've seen just, you know, so many people who have, you know, relapsed and then new people coming on the scene because, of course, you know, people are sitting at home. And like I said, isolation is a killer and people are drinking more and they're doing, you know, they're just, you know, they don't have anything else to do and they're looking to escape. And it's been such a tough time. And I know a lot of people, you know, also feel so ashamed of themselves. Like when this happens, you know, they, unfortunately, that's one of the things that we really try and fight is this shame and the stigma that's associated with addiction. You know, people used to think it was a moral failing and it was a weakness. And it's really, it's a disease. It's a chronic disease. And, you know, when you can't be with other people, it, you know, we're social animals and we need to connect with other people. And when, you know, people who are struggling cannot connect with other people, I mean, they can go to meetings online, but, you know, it's not, Zoom meetings are not quite the same as in person, you know. And so the addiction rates have gone up. And like I said, I don't think we know half of it because I think so many people are still sitting at home and haven't even come out with this. So we don't even know what's going on. So it's been a very, very scary time. And, you know, so we're there and we're offering as much support as we can, more than ever. And, you know, doing regular activities, weekly activities, and just, you know, we have a resource page now on our, we just created a new website. We have a really extensive resource page. And, you know, we're always there. If people reach out to us, we know where to, like, you know, we're not a service provider. We're not clinical, but we know all the people in this recovery space. And we have great relationships there and partnerships. So.
And no surprise to hear that information and report, and I definitely want to touch on the community and support in just a moment. Today we're speaking with Eve Goldberg, the founder of the nonprofit Big Vision, designed to help sustain the recovery from addiction in young adult ages. And Eve has joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Eve, if you would, how important is community and support when someone is in recovery?
It's everything, honestly. I mean, not everything, but it's huge. You know, for Isaac, when I'll give you a perfect example. So Isaac, my son, for him, it was so important to do like physical activity that really helped keep him on a good path for his sobriety. And so he would, let's say, play basketball at night. He found a league and it was 9 o'clock at night. They would play basketball, which was great. So it kept him occupied at night. When it was the toughest, that's like the triggering time when he would normally be with friends getting high. And when he was done playing basketball, all the guys would go out for a drink. And here he was still living at a sober house and really like, you know, he had a couple of months of sobriety. That was it. And that was the end of his night. So he couldn't even connect with these people. He couldn't make friends with them because they were going out drinking and he just couldn't at that point, you know, go to a bar with them. So, you know, he would go back and then he would just, you know, kind of be on his own. And he was, like I said, we're very social beings and we need to be around people. And when you're, you know, you need support when you're struggling, when you're trying to stay sober, you need support of other people. And you need to be able to live your life and be around other people and go to be with like-minded people. I mean, it's obviously for me, it's for people in recovery, but let's face it, everywhere in the world, community is so important for everybody. And in this past year, we've really lost that, you know, so we're creating these virtual communities online, which is great. And thank God we're able to do it. But, you know, it's, we need human connection, and especially people who are struggling with addiction. It's just so, so, so important. They say the opposite of addiction. The opposite of addiction is connection. So community and connection is really essential.
Also, if you would, Eve, tell us about your vision there for the nonprofit Big Vision.
Well, we finally, this past year, I mean, when I started this, it was very, I want to say, like very mom and pop. You know, it was just me and everything. Now I have a great staff. I have a wonderful executive director. And we're really looking to create even more partnerships with people in the recovery space where we can grow and build our network. And now the good thing about this past year, this pandemic, is that we're no longer just New York based. We have people come to our events from all over the country, from all over the world, frankly, because it's virtual. So we really want to build on that and continue to be more of a national organization and have Big Visions, you know, clubhouses all around the country. I mean, that was always my original dream, was to have, you know, a drop-in place somewhere where people can go and they can, you know, hang out, do their schoolwork, whatever, you know, meet with other people, have a cup of coffee, you know, learn things, do yoga, meditation. I mean, that really is still the dream, to have this safe space where people can go and be part of this, you know, recovery community.
Eve, really great to have had you on behalf of your nonprofit Big Vision and the impact that you're not only having locally, but statewide and nationally. We really appreciate all you're doing there. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, or even a tip as we conclude today?
One of the things that, first of all, our website is bigvision.nyc. Anybody wants to, you know, see what really, find out more about us, donate money, time, whatever it is, you know, we're We're open to anything. And I really think, you know, for people out there who, you know, I feel like everybody knows somebody who's struggling, because it really affects 1 in 3 households today. So we all know somebody. But the thing is that we need to be compassionate and understanding of other people, and don't like push, you know, oh, just have one drink. We think that that's okay to say. But it's not okay to say to somebody who might be an alcoholic or a drug addict. It's better like to just let it go and to really look around the room and think to yourself, I don't know who is the person here who's struggling. So really just let go of all of those, the stigmas that we think about when we think about what an alcoholic or an addict looks like. It could be any one of us, any person that you pass on the street, anybody that you see in your school, your synagogue, your gym, wherever it is, and just be compassionate and understanding of people.
Again, listeners, for more information on the nonprofit Big Vision, it is simply bigvision.nyc. Eve, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Eve Goldberg, the founder of the nonprofit Big Vision, a nonprofit designed to help sustain the recovery from addiction in young adult ages. And for all the details, once again, visit bigvision.nyc. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.